It's Saturday Live with this weekend's edition of MediaWise in association with Commissioner Naman, our ongoing series helping you question and manage your personal media environment with guests each weekend on media literacy, online safety, fact-checking and lots more. And Ciarán O'Connor from the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, who analyses online activities for misinformation. Of course, we got a lot of fake memes going around, Ciarán. One I saw recently of Donald Trump using Irish mannerisms or Irish phrases, which obviously are fake, but it's so realistic, isn't it?
It is, and that's, for many people, they will immediately understand that Trump doesn't speak Irish, or Trump would never speak so casually about, you know, things here in Ireland, whatever the videos are made to make him say. But I suppose the threat or the concern is that it might not be Trump in the video that you've just been sent. It might be a candidate going for a position that you've never heard of, or it could be a mid-level race or a local or regional race or something like that, an election, and you don't know enough about the person in front of you or what their prior actions or type of behavior is, so then you actually wouldn't know whether or not this is typical of them or not. And if they're saying something, you know, highly offensive or highly harmful in that sense, then you might not discern that this is not how they typically speak. So, i.e., this might not be real.
Yeah.
And based on that misunderstanding, then you may, you know, form an opinion about this person, and that could be one of 10 photos or videos that you see in a WhatsApp conversation about such a person. So you're kind of dealing with having to make critically important decisions in the context of elections, but in the context of a deluge of content that we all now engage with and consume online every day.
When you think about, like, this election in the US is coming up in November, you can only imagine the amount of disinformation in the works to try and muddy the waters. And then, of course, we probably won't be too far away from an election here in Ireland. I mean, how can somebody like yourself prepare themselves to sift through all this stuff and inform the public of what's real and what's not?
Well, for ourselves, we'll just continue conducting research and producing analysis and publishing that on our website, and hopefully engaging in interviews like this where we can talk about the research or talk about what we're seeing. But also beyond that, I think it's kind of on all of us in Irish society, in every society, to be aware and to be, I suppose, responsible users online. Every piece of you know, if you think of the hundreds or thousands of comments, posts, videos, images, memes, and so on that we see every day, each one has the potential to trigger responses in us, especially mis or disinformation, which is often false, misleading or baseless claims that are sensationalist, alarming, or may be intended to cause fear or anger in us. For people, first of all, we should all use our critical thinking skills when operating online. What that means in reality is asking questions of ourselves, or to the person who produced the content, or to the person who shared it with you. You know, do you know who created or shared the video image? Do you know them personally or not? Is the video, the post, the image, is it using sensationalist language that maybe makes a very serious claim, often of criminality or something illegal or something harmful or offensive? And what is actually being claimed in the post? And if you do see something on social media platforms in particular that seems amiss, then you should use the platform's reporting function to report that to the platform, to try and hold them accountable to see if it does violate the platform's community guidelines. But also check news organizations, check established organizations, be it RTE or Virgin Media News or News Talk or so on, or of course your local newspaper or radio station like Sunshine. These are the organizations who, unlike social media platforms or social media users, they do work and perform responsibly. They aim to often always be impartial and objective and report facts.
Are regulated as well.
That's the kind of crucial difference in the kind of the unregulated kind of echo chambers online where false and misleading claims can take hold and go viral. And it takes 10 times longer for a news organization to produce, you know, an article that debunks or is a fact check that kind of gets to the root of false or misleading claim to be done than it does for a false claim to be posted online, to take hold and to be spread rapidly. And I suppose that kind of comes back to the campaign, the Be Media Smart campaign, and the kind of central message of that this year is to stop, think and check. For all online users to stop, to think before we share something, to check if it is or is not real, and to, in general, behave, you know, responsibly and safely online.
I think it's very good advice. Just finally getting back to some, you were speaking about having to sift through footage. I mean, quite recently, of course, we had the riots in Dublin city centre and footage sifted through by an Garda Síochána. And when you think about what people are exposed to on social media, there's a shooting somewhere and next of all, somebody's WhatsApping around actual footage of the event behind the scenes. That's a difficult thing to police, isn't it?
Oh, very difficult, yes. And you have to think about the ways in which it's being shared. So if there was a shooting or there was a mass shooting, for example, in Ireland, and footage of that was being shared on the what you call the mainstream social media platforms like Facebook, like X/Twitter, TikTok and so on, they will quite quickly activate their own internal but also kind of cross platforms. They often work together when a kind of high profile event happens. They'll activate their kind of content moderation rapid response teams who will seek to remove any of that content being shared publicly. But as we all know from the forwarded many times type of messages we get on WhatsApp, this stuff is often shared, you know, privately or in kind of private message apps like that. On those platforms, those encrypted spaces, it's actually near impossible to police for the sharing of that kind of content. And what we really have to rely on there is people being responsible and responsible in not sharing in the first place. But if it is shared with them, then maybe calling out the person who shared it to them, going, "I don't want to see that. You shouldn't be sharing that with me. Please don't share that with anyone else," or whatever way it is. But the actual mechanisms of it, it's incredibly difficult to try and counter that a lot of time because sadly people do share this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's so instantaneous. I think you're right. I think act maturely, stop and think about what you're seeing and making your own judgment call on it. And I think that's going to probably be the way we're going to have to deal with a lot of the information we're getting. Ciarán, thank you so much for a couple of minutes of your time to talk. Senior analyst at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue.
Thanks, Robbie.
My special guest this weekend on MediaWise with Cumasú Naoman.